It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Now, you will be very well aware that flags, and in fact we talked about this on a previous episode of Opinions Matter, flags have been appearing on lampposts all over Dublin City and Council. Irish flags, that is. The tricolour has been springing up on lampposts, at roundabouts, in housing estates, all over the place. And it's a trend that we've seen over the last couple of months. Well, in certain parts of Dublin, flags are now being removed off public lampposts, which leaves people with a bit of a dilemma. You want to stamp your mark. You want to be seen as Irish and patriotic and everything else, but they're taking the flags down. What do you do? Well, Colette has been in touch with us, and I want you to have a listen to what Colette has to say. Only use my first name if you decide to cover this. I live in Coolock, and on Saturday, two men, locals, my husband knows one of them, called at the door and asked, did we want our chimney painted with the Irish flag? Some of the neighbours were angry because a few of the lampposts had the flags removed last week. Anyway, they will do it for free. They just have to know how many houses in the area that want it and how much paint they're going to need. On Facebook, two on my road said they're getting it done, and I'm disgusted over this. It will bring the area down, and people will think we're all anti-migrant, which we are not. Do you think this should be allowed? And that's from a lady called Colette. And as I said, on a previous episode of this podcast, Opinions Matter, we talked about the whole flag thing. We talked about flags appearing left, right and centre. And in some places, flags have been removed.
Okay, first of all, can we just stop all playing silly buggers here? Okay, I want everybody to stop playing silly buggers. And before we even have this conversation, to admit, yeah, mm-hmm. we all just admit and be grown up about it. And it's okay, by the way, to admit this. Okay, don't be ashamed to admit this. But let's actually be truthful about this conversation. The flags, the flag flying thing, yeah, mm-hmm. is an anti-immigration thing. Can we all agree on that? Don't say it's because you're proud to be Irish, because this was only ever done during big sporting events or when the Pope came years ago, okay? So it's an anti-immigration thing. It's a rip-off of what they're doing, what Tommy Robinson, Tommy Ten Names, is doing in the UK, mm-hmm. where they're painting
The curbs
and the roundabouts. They're painting them in St. George's Cross, even though St. George was an immigrant. But there you go, that shows how stupid they are. But let's not beat around the bush. It's not a proud to be Irish thing. Because what does it mean to be proud to be? I'm proud to be Irish.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't fly a flag, does that mean I'm not proud to? What? You can be proud to be. Like, why do you need a flag to remind you of what your flag is like?
Well, that's the question. Okay, no. so as we know,
thing. Are we all in agreement that it is anti-immigration to fly flags?
But you know, and I know that a lot of people deny that. No, I just want to show that I'm proud to be Irish.
But if you look at the comments from our post when we put it up earlier on, yes,
mm-hmm.
If you saw some of the comments. Yes, it'll send them out the right message, send them home. This would not be an issue if we didn't have an open door policy. By the way, these are messages that came in
on our Facebook.
On our Facebook page. I'm not making these up, and you can see them yourself. Yes, Ireland for the Irish. Okay, so every single comment about this is an anti-immigration comment. We didn't mention immigration in it at all, did we?
No.
No.
And what we are asking is, would you get it done yourself? Would you have your chimney stack painted green, white and orange?
Okay, first of all, it's tacky AF. Tacky AF, isn't it? Tacky as...
You can do with your own house what you want.
Okay, I would not be happy. Yeah, I would not be happy if... thank God we have a management company in our estate that looks after all sorts of stuff, and they'd be taken down straight away. And
what do you mean they'd be taken down if it was painted?
Oh, they'd be painted over. You're not allowed to paint in a place that's run by management companies. Well, I would not want to live. And actually, if I was driving into an estate, house hunting or whatever, yeah, and this isn't me being anti-Irish, I'm the most patriotic person there is, But I don't subscribe to that painting flags on your chimneys bullshit.
But somebody can do whatever they want with their own chimney breast on their own house. It's none of your business.
No, but what I'm saying is Colette has a right to be annoyed about it and pissed off. Do you not think so?
Why?
I wouldn't. Sorry, you, here. And again, we put up a post earlier on saying all of you people admitting, okay, I don't believe this, saying that you will get it done yourselves. Bollocks. Okay.
Well, I would love to talk to anybody who would.
They will say because it's the done thing to
or
say.
Or even better, I'd love to speak to somebody who has chimney breast painted.
No, sheep, because they're sheep. So they will say, oh, yeah, I'd get it done. Where's the paint? Well, you can get the paint in any paint shop, so do it yourself. But the point I'm trying to make is all these people saying that they will get it done, you actually won't because it looks hideous. It looks absolutely hideous. And she is right what she says. It'll end up looking like the one thing that I don't like about the North is when you drive into different houses and estates, tricolours or Union Jacks either. I just find it. I don't think it makes any. It's not aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, but we're not living in a divided society like they are up north, where some communities have to fly their Union Jacks, others feel they have to fly the tricolour. Here in Ireland, we're all Irish. Ireland.
No, we're not. That's the problem.
It's not a divided land.
No, we're not all Irish. That's why they want to fly the flags, because it's. We said this the last time, yeah? We said this last time, and nobody was able to correct it, that flying the Irish flag now is like a cat peeing on its territory. That's what it is. Let's not be stupid, and let's not play silly buggers that it's anything.
Okay, but if some of the Irish flags are being taken down off lampposts, are people to do if they want to display their Irish pride? Paint your chimney stack.
Why do you need a flag for Irish pride? We all know what the flag looks like. Why do you need it?
But what's wrong with being proud to be Irish?
Well, I know, Adrian. Again, no honesty on this podcast today. Yeah, it's going to be no honesty. You wouldn't buy a house on a row where they were all painted with Irish flags on the chimney stacks. You wouldn't. And none of you would.
No.
None of you would.
We'll have to wait and see.
So I'm the only one going to be honest on this podcast today. That's great. Once I know that I'm the only one being honest, that's great.
Our WhatsApp number is 0858252626.
Because if you think this is cool and you're going to come on today's podcast and say, yes, I think this is a great idea, shut the fuck up, put your phone down, go up to Woody's, buy the three colours of paint, paint your window stack, send me a photograph, then come back to me, and then I'll shut up. Because other than that, you're all mouth. Just talk, talk, talk. Oh, patriotic! I love me chimney to be the Irish flag! Go to Woody's, it's open till 6 today. There's nothing stopping you. I'll even buy the paint for you.
Our WhatsApp number is 0858252626. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Darren.
So I have an Irish flag up in my yard for the last, I don't know how many years. So only now I'm anti-immigration, am I? I mean, seriously, Jeremy, do you hear yourself? You're anti-immigration if you have an Irish flag up. Like, so what's the story with Spain then and all the other countries in Europe? As many of you go to Spain, there's Spanish flags everywhere. Are they all anti-immigration as well?
Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Samantha?
All good, lads. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Samantha.
By the way, just referring to Darren's message a few minutes ago there, I go to Spain twice a year, Darren, and I never see Spanish flags outside houses. You only ever see them in government buildings. You don't see them.
You do see them a lot.
Outside houses?
No, not outside houses.
No, that's what he's talking about. I don't care. You can fly it outside any business if you want. In fact, you can fly it outside your own house if you want. I don't have a problem with that. It's your own house. But I think the chimney stack thing is tacky.
Well, Samantha, what do you think?
I think if I had a chance to get the chimney done, I would. If they stopped me putting me flag up.
You wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get your chimney done. You wouldn't.
You know what, Jeremy? Now, I'm going to tell you now, I live in a nice part of Lucan, and I know the people would be disappointed if I did it, the people that have bought their homes here. Most of the people around me are from rented properties, so, you know, they probably wouldn't care. I don't know. There's a lot of foreign people living around me. I'm sure they wouldn't be happy. But if somebody come in and tells me you can't have your flag on your window or in your garden, I think I probably would.
So, as we said, flags have popped up in housing estates all over Dublin over the last year. It is making a statement. It is making a statement that Ireland for the Irish and all of that. You know what the flag is being flown for. It's an anti-immigration thing. So you're saying that you are so anti-immigrant you would paint your chimney stack?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm so proud to be Irish, I would paint my chimney stack.
But does that mean I'm not proud to be Irish because I don't want my chimney done like a...
Jeremy, can I ask you, St. Patrick's Day, do you go into the parade? Do you bring your kids? Do you bring your flags with you?
No, don't go near the city centre on Patrick's Day anymore. But again, these are all things you don't...
But I'm sure you buy your kids little flags on Paddy's Day.
Oh, yeah, they do have little flags, but... Yeah. Yes, but yeah. It's the sentiment behind the flags. And again, as I said at the start of the topic, let's not kid ourselves. It has been used as an anti-immigration tactic. That's what it's been used as.
Well, I don't see it as that now.
Samantha, you do.
I definitely don't. I think as an Irish person, we should have the right to fly our flag in our own property, wherever we want, in the garden, out the window.
I would agree with you. You have a right to do whatever you want in your own house. And if you want to put up a flagpole in your front garden and fly the Irish flag, away you go.
Absolutely.
But as you know, Samantha, or maybe you don't, I don't know if you've seen any housing estates where you live where there are flags flying out of every second lamppost. Have you witnessed that?
I have. I'm not far from Clondalk, and I have seen a lot of it in Clondalk and in Dublin 24.
Okay, and why do you think people are doing that?
I think it's a choice they're making to do it. They feel that they're proud to be Irish and they're not happy with the way the country's being run, and they're letting people know that they're Irish and this is their country. That's what they're doing.
Okay, but it is a statement against...
And they have the right to do it as well.
It is.
Because they're not doing anything bad. They're not hurting anybody.
No, I know they're not hurting anybody. But
it's just a flag.
You don't see it as hijacking the Irish flag for a cause?
No, I'm actually very proud of seeing it. I was driving home the other night and I just was looking at all the flags and I was saying, this actually looks lovely. I felt very proud driving through it now.
And why? Were you not aware of what country you were in before? You saw the flags, like, is there...
I'm not being silly. I'm just seeing the flag. I have to agree, I haven't seen the flag as much as I have this year. This is a different type of year and the flag is everywhere, and rightly so. And I actually get a lot of pride and joy when I see a fly, and I'm like, that's actually lovely.
Okay, so what do you think the message that people are putting up the flags on lampposts are trying to send? What message is it?
I think they're trying to say they're sick of the way the country is being run. They're sick of this government giving handouts to everybody that comes in while our own are struggling. We're watching children die. We're watching old people get no help whatsoever. We're watching our own kids not being able to afford a house, and people on the housing list for years. And then we're watching foreign nationalities walk in, a few babies around them, a baby in the belly normally, and again, handed houses.
You can't say that, Samantha. You see every foreign person.
You've
checked every single woman getting off a plane or a boat to see if they have a baby in their belly when they're coming into it. But sure, even if they did.
No, but we know. Hang on, Jeremy, can I just stop you? Yeah. If I check their belly with an X-ray machine, I'd probably find their passport in their belly quicker than I'd find their baby.
If
I'm being honest.
But at least you're admitting that the flag is being used as an anti-government and anti-immigration.
I think everybody's just fed up, Jeremy. We're just fed up. I think the country itself is just fed up.
Okay, so let's go back to this.
I also have to say, I'm very proud when I see that flag flying. I, as a woman, is very proud to see a flag.
Okay, so let me ask you then how you feel about people, and this is happening slowly but surely, people getting their chimney stack painted green, white and orange.
Now, I don't know whether I seen it on social media or whether I drove by it. I think I seen it on social media and I actually thought it looked great. But that's just me. I thought it looked great. I know if I got it done here where I live, I know it would look a little bit tacky here.
Well, it is where I am. It is tacky.
Do you not think it looks tacky everywhere?
If everybody got it done, it might look nice. If everybody gets it done,
well, I wouldn't be.
It might look nice.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't be buying a house if I drove into the estate and every second chimney stack was painted in the tricolour. And I'm as proud an Irish man as you could ever meet. So,
but why? What does it bit of paint on your chimbley. Like, why would that upset you so much?
Well, it doesn't upset. Well, hang on. Well, if you...
If it was Union Jack that somebody had painted on their chimney, I'd say fair enough.
That's just a flag. Flags are flags. What does it matter what the flag is on?
It's an Irish flag in Ireland. If it was a Union Jack painted on the chimney, I could understand why that might upset you.
A lot of people are saying it's only a flag. Why are you getting offended by a flag? You'd all be offended by George's cross hanging out of a window in your estate, wouldn't you?
Or the Union Jack, yeah. Of course you would, yeah. All right, so you would consider getting it done, Samantha, if you thought you'd get away with it where you live?
If somebody came and told me I couldn't fly me flag in my garden or outside me window.
Why, do you fly a flag in your garden?
No, I don't, but I am considering doing it.
And again, why? Why are you considering flying a flag outside
because
your house?
I've actually seen it around, like I said, sometimes when I'm driving through certain areas, I've seen it. And I actually think it looks well.
All right, stay there for a second, Samantha, if you can, please. She thinks it looks well. She wouldn't rule out getting her chimney painted green, white and orange.
Jesus.
What?
Nothing.
I'd love to know whether or not you would get it done. In the comment section on our Facebook Live.
Why are you asking that? Because you're going to get them all saying yes, but they literally wouldn't. In fairness, Samantha probably would. I believe she would. But the majority of people are not going to get it done. Why? Because your neighbours would be very pissed off with you. They would. In the same way...
Okay, would you get the... if somebody knocks on your door offering to paint the tricolour on your chimney stack for free...
Oh.
For free, would you have it done? In the comment section on Facebook, let us know. And you can also WhatsApp us on 0858252626. Jeremy doesn't believe anyone will get it done.
I don't lie to us and tell us you would. Tell us you would because we believe you. We believe you.
Eamon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eamon?
Not too bad. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Eamon. What's your thoughts on this? Group of lads going around offering to, free of charge, paint chimney stacks with the Irish flag.
I have many thoughts on it, but there's two that spring to mind immediately. Firstly, I sincerely doubt that anybody who actually owns their own home would get this done. Because, let's be honest, it would devalue the hell out of your house. So,
I don't know if it would, because it could be painted over again. It's not like it's a permanent fixture.
Yeah, but the pictures will last forever. People will throw them around. I'm not going to buy a house that's had that done to it.
And why? What do you think is the issue here? What's the problem?
Well, it speaks to the area you're moving into, doesn't it?
It speaks what? What does it tell you about the area?
It's full of uneducated racist bastards.
Oh, right, okay. So it's full of uneducated racist bastards because they would paint the Irish tricolour on their house.
See, now here's the thing. They're not painting the Irish tricolour because there are rules around what defines the Irish flag. One of the definitions, and something that all these flag fondlers putting them up on lampposts don't understand, is that there is a ratio to define an Irish flag, which is 1-2. So, for every unit of height, it must be 2 units of length.
Correct, yeah.
Most of these idiots...
But that's for an actual... that's for an actual flag.
It's the definition of the flag. So if you're saying you're painting a flag... On your chimney is not those ratios.
Okay, well then let's rephrase it then. They're painting the colours of the flag on their chimney.
That's different. That's not what this show is about. You said painting the flag.
Okay, well we'll rephrase
and
it.
These idiots don't understand what the flag is because if you look at all their web pages, they're buying 5-foot by 3-foot flags.
Yeah, I know.
Not Irish flag.
No, I take the point.
Random rags in the Irish colours.
I take the point you're making that there are certain rules for how the flag is designed.
Patriot idiots. Don't even know what their actual flag is because they insist on buying it in ratios that is not the Irish flag.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Anything that is not an Irish flag should be stripped from the lampposts because they are public property. And even our far-right idiots like Barrett can try and defend that they're buying the wrong flags.
Again, I'm not going to argue with any of what you just said. So let me then go back.
I know, it's inarguable.
Let me go back to the point then of people painting chimney stacks in green, white and orange. Okay, let's not call it a flag. Let's just say they're painting it, and that's what they are doing, painting it in green, white and orange. What do you think of that?
I think they're completely stupid, and if they're defacing council-owned property, let's say for most of these people have never worked a day in their lives, they shouldn't be allowed to stay in it.
So if you live in a council house, you believe that you should be thrown out.
If you damage the property or deface it, yes.
But it's not damaged as such, is it? It's not damaged, though.
Absolutely it is. As a citizen and a taxpayer, that is my property and I don't want to see it defaced.
But how could painting it in the colours of the Irish flag be damaging it?
Because you don't own it. If you went and painted, if you're in private rented accommodation and you decided to paint the house green, white and orange, do you think your landlord would leave you in the house?
Maybe not if it was a landlord, but if you have a council house
is owned by us. We are the landlord.
If you have a council house and it's a gable end house and you decide to paint it, rather than asking the council to come around and do it, you'd be able to do that. So what's the difference?
No, we're not talking about painting. We're talking about defacing it in a manner that is disrespectful.
Okay, so you believe that painting green, white and orange on a chimney stack of a house is defacing that house?
Absolutely, 100%. By very definition, it is defacing it.
Okay, now, what do you say to people who are probably screaming right now, saying that man's not an Irishman, that man's not a patriot?
Nobody's.
How could you be ashamed of the flag, the colours of the Irish flag?
What I say to them is, go to school, learn Irish, become a patriot that way. Actually understand what you're doing. Don't just go out and ape what our former overlords in the UK are doing with their raise the flag policy. These are the worst form of West Brits still in existence. These people want to be British again. Oh, they're too busy hanging around with loyalists, marching with them, going to drinking clubs with them.
That did happen, by the way. There was photographs of that.
I know. Yeah. Absolutely, I know. That's why I'm saying it. I'm not going to say something I can't back up.
I have to be honest with you.
I'm not a flag-fondling patriot.
I have to be honest with you. You are a very educated man. I like the cut of your jib. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. There's a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to that. And you are being honest, because I firmly believe that 90%...
But again,
let me finish. 90% of people listening to this would feel the same way. If you drove into a housing estate to look at a house that you were going to view this evening and the footpaths were painted in the tricolour and the chimneys were all painted, you would not buy there, because you yourself, Adrian, you said you're triggered by all this flag culture up north, be it Union Jacks or be it the flag of Ulster even, or the tricolour. You're triggered by it as well. It doesn't look aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, but again, we don't live in a divided society here.
Yes, we do. We have about 3.5% of our population are right-wing idiots who throw away their vote in every election, wasting it on parties.
Okay,
utterly unelectable.
Painting your chimney stack in the colours of the Irish flag is vandalism, is not acceptable, and people should be evicted out of their homes.
You're misrepresenting me there. If people own the house themselves, then by all means, paint whatever they want on it.
Your inference is that the majority of people that will get this done will be living in councils. And I'm not putting words in your mouth. Is that what you're thinking? The majority of people that will do that will be...
I'm thinking it out.
Oh, jeez, okay. So you... I love his honesty, I have to say. Because you're... And there's people literally... We've been sending comments here, messages. People absolutely go mad at you. And... As usual, Eamon.
I'm used to it.
I know. They will not come on and debate with you. Why won't they, Adrian? Because they know they can't win the argument against them. That's a solid argument.
Okay, well stay there for
even
a second.
You, Adrian, who's a master debater.
Yes,
yeah.
Yep.
You can't argue him, can you?
No, not really. Yep. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Do you think do you think you should have a right, if you're a council tenant, to paint your chimney stack green, white and orange in the colours of the Irish flag? Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
There he is.
Good, thanks, Jessica. What did you want to say on this?
All right, well, I have no chimney, so... But if I was decided to take some washable markers and colour me windows in the tricolour, what's so wrong with that? It's no one else's roof. Why does it bother you?
Do you own the house? A flat?
Well, no, I still live at home, but if me and my mum and dad decided, let's get some markers and colour it, what's wrong with it? It's washable, so we can always just wash it away.
Do they own it?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Well, actually, it goes to the very heart of the argument.
No, it's none of your business. I'm not telling you. It's none of your business.
If they own it, I have no issue with it whatsoever.
You're not my landlord, Eamon, though, are you? So
it depends. I may be.
Okay, well, let me.
We haven't established that.
Okay,
let me ask you a question, Jessica Parker.
Do you think a council tenant has the right to paint their chimney stack green, white, and orange, even though they're only tenants?
I don't see why not, because if they decide to move or they decide to leave, all you need to do is just get a bit of sandpaper and whatnot and get rid of it.
But Eamon thinks they should be evicted for vandalising the house.
Well, Eamon doesn't really have a heart then, so let's just fuck families out because you just decided to paint a chimney. Kind of heartless, if you ask me.
Absolutely not. I believe in equality for all people. I believe
every
person has a right to
equality. But if you dare decide to lick a paint on your chimney, you're out.
Absolutely. You do not have the right to vandalise property owned
by
others.
It's not vandalism. It's not vandalism.
Well, what is it? What do you describe graffiti as?
I just see it as them putting up a bit of proudness in their country.
What's the problem with that?
It's not your roof.
You let them paint the tricolour on it this week. Then they put up something hateful on it next week. For example, once you allow one thing, you open the door for everything. So the next guy decides
putting up the tricolour itself is not hateful.
He wants to paint the Clan Nua symbol on his, which is effectively a Celticized swastika. Is that acceptable?
If it starts going into hateful ideology, then yes, I agree with you. But the tricolour itself is not hateful.
So you're misusing the tricolour as a hateful idol. Therefore, it is hateful.
But everyone who puts up a tricolour is not hateful, Eamon. You're painting everyone with the bird brush. You are using
the easy argument of I'm a patriot. Okay? And that is a really easy argument to make. It's really great for targeting simpletons. And simpletons believe us.
So I'm a simpleton now. Okay.
Well, if you choose to self-identify as one, it's not my place to correct you. Anyway.
Let me read a message that's just come up, and it says, I travel up north a lot and always comment about the Union Jack flags flying all over the place. Now I have to put up with it here in Ireland. Very sad. But I think you only find the flag and chimneys painted in working class areas. What would you say to that, Eamon?
Absolutely, 100%. I've driven up and down the Malone Road and up and down Castle Hill in Belfast. You do not see a single flag. You do, however, on the Shankill, yep. Tiger Bay. I'm very familiar with Northern Ireland. My family originated in Northern Ireland. In fact, my father arrived in the Republic effectively as a refugee.
And that is true. But we always only up in the north a couple of months ago. Went out to see.
I love our flag, and I
love it as well.
Being misused.
But God forbid you put it on a few bricks.
No, you don't. You don't have. You can
listen to what he said, Jessica. He hates to see it being misused.
But Adrian, not everyone is misusing it. He is literally.
Okay. Well, again, Jessica.
I agree. Not everybody is. Some places still have it there since Italian 90. That was a reasonable usage. It was supporting a team. Now, I've heard people try to claim they're putting them up in support of the Irish women's rugby team. That is blatantly incorrect, as the IRFU do not use tricolour because it does not represent
the whole
the entirety of the team.
So if I was to paint one window the tricolour and the other...
I was just trying to ask you a question.
Yes, no, because I'm a simpleton, you've established this, so...
You may talk now.
So what is so wrong with me, right? Painting one of my windows in the tricolour, the other window in the Dublin flag. Is that wrong? Am I a simpleton? Am I this, that,
Dublin
and the other
flag,
if I do
Dublin
that?
Dublin flag, I have absolutely no issue with. That is supporting a team which, by your accent, I assume you would support. Much like I would take my county flag of Wexford up if Wexford are playing an important match.
So if I have those two things beside each other, am I everything that you're claiming? I'm working class, I'm this, I'm that.
I never said working class, I said the unemployed.
Well, I can tell you for a fact, I'm not unemployed, I have a job. In fact, I'm actually taking time out to talk to you. But am I this, that and the other for painting me windows in the Dublin and tricolour flag?
Dublin and tricolour flag, that changes the scenario ever so slightly.
Not really.
It depends on the
really
reasoning.
My eyes.
Well, let me ask you, Jessica,
are you planning on using the Dublin flag as a form of racism as well?
Let me ask you, Jessica, do you understand the motivation behind flying flags on lampposts around half the city? Do you understand that?
I understand what some people are doing it for, and I understand there are people who are using it for their own agenda. Let's not be stupid. Everyone has their own agendas. But you can't say everyone is using it to be hateful. Everyone's using it for anti-immigration.
No, but then, but
you can't
not,
just
yeah,
paint
but,
it all with the one argument.
Okay, but they're not painting it for...
Very simple. I can say that. Anybody who has put a flag up in the last 3 to 5 months is using it exclusively for that purpose. Anyone who has had a flag flying for longer than that may or may not be.
Mm.
However, when Tommy Tenmaines told all the English to put up their flags and paint their roundabouts, all our little Irish racists jumped up and down, grabbed their members, got all excited and said, I'm going to do that too, because that's what the English are doing, and I want to be English.
Well, I don't want to be English. I'm proud of my flag. I've had it hanging up in my room for years.
You're a jacking, shoneen, Castle Catholic who misses the good old days of the British Empire.
There's a message here from...
So I'm a West Brit now, okay.
Hang on, there's a message here...
I'm a West Brit.
There's a message here from Mashie Guysam. Mashie says, you do only see them in working class areas because that's where they're pushing the illegal immigrants who are invested. You don't see them being put into docky and the likes of Eamon is a dickhead of the highest order. Now, Mashie, at the risk of repeating myself over and over again, I feel I have to say this every couple of weeks. I don't live in the so-called working class area. I'm proud to be of working class background. I don't live in a working class area now. I live in a decent... No, not... But I live in a private estate. And 5 minutes walk from where I live, Matty, 5 minutes walk from where I live in a private estate, there is an IPAS centre. So to say... There's also an IPAS centre, by the way, Matty, in Black Rock as well, which is not a working class area. So does this narrative...
I live in rural Ireland. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 12 IPAS centres within 4 miles of me.
This narrative that people have that the IPAS are only being pushed into places like Coolock is just not true. I'll bloody take a photograph for them if they want of the IPAS centre later.
Okay, so Eamon, as far as you're concerned, people who started flying flags off lampposts and housing estates, and anybody who may choose to get their chimney stack painted green...
Flag-like items. They're not actually Irish flags.
Okay, flag-like items. Or get their chimney stack painted in green, white and gold, or green, white and orange, whichever way you want to call it. They are doing that with bad intention. Is that your belief?
Absolutely, 100%. And if we allow them to start painting the Irish flag on their chimneys, give it a few weeks, somebody will paint one in the Clan Nua colours, who are without a doubt a racist organisation who should be prescribed under the Offences Against the State Act, in my opinion.
Okay, Eamon, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is...
Happy to.
085...
I'm taking a late lunch.
Good man. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in... where am I going? Mark.
People are putting up flags and painting their chimneys because they're sick of the government. Immigration is part of that, but it's the overall running of the country they're sick of. Although I'd prefer to fight against it by voting, which most Irish people don't seem to be bothered to do, than putting up flags and painting my chimney. Also, Jeremy comparing the Union Jack or the George's Cross, a nation who took over the country, to our national flag is just stupid.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Mighty, lads. How are we all today?
Good. And it's Eamon that's annoyed you. Why?
Well, the flag policeman there himself is really annoying me. Do you know, he's banging on about people who put up the tricolour are racist and all of this, on about Tommy Robinson, on about the Raise Your Flag campaign in the UK. Excuse me, I'm talking. You pulled that line earlier on Jess. I'm talking.
Absolutely.
Am I still talking? Good man. So anyway, there was a march there in London a couple of weeks ago, about 300,000 people at it. Are they 300,000 racists? Are they, Eamon?
Well, for starters, London isn't in Ireland. But as I said, all your crowd absolutely adore London and want to be ruled by it again. Thank you for making my point for me. What's happening in England has zero relevance to what's happening in Ireland. I appreciate you from the rebel county of Cork may not have realised this yet. We're a long way away from the coast. England left in 1922, 23. We don't have them anymore. We don't have to do what they say anymore. Good news. It happened a while back. Maybe you'll catch up at some point.
Now, as to Tommy's surname, thank you for telling me which name he's using at the minute. But yeah, I do think you're a pack of racists. I think you love Britain and want to go back to it.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to go back to Britain, Eamon. No.
Hold on.
Again, you're interrupting. Good man. I actually waited till you finished talking to chime in. So, Tommy Robinson didn't go around and say, people of Ireland, put up your flags. No. But this, people were doing this before. Like, we had marches here before that. Before that happened in London, we had marches there a couple of this year where there's lots of people gone to them raising their flags. Are they all racist? Is anyone that's got an issue with illegal immigration racist?
Again, you're talking about London. But let me ask you a question.
I didn't want to talk about London. I said about the protest here.
You said London again. I'm sure the lads can play it back for you if you wish. But
well, you can play back,
necessary.
But I said before one in London, there was ones here. Good man.
The one you're talking about the racist fest in Cork there a few months back.
The racist fest in Cork. Eamon, go back and keep watching the 6-1.
Racists were flying foreign flags. That one, where they were flying the Israeli flag.
I didn't see anyone flying an Israeli flag, but I see lots of Palestinian
flags. Dublin was waving an Israeli flag around at that one.
That doesn't mean I agree with him. There's loads of people at these protests that you don't agree with. You'd be an awful sheep if you agreed with what, say, one person said. But my point of view is...
Okay, Martin, let me bring you back to the point of this conversation. And that is the offer by some tradespeople to come around to your house and paint your chimney stack for free in the colours of the Irish flag. What do you think of that? Do you think it's tacky? Do you think it's portraying a very negative image of the Irish flag? What do you think?
I don't think it's portraying a negative image of the Irish flag. If somebody wants to do that and they own their own home, that's fair enough. Or if they get permission from the landlord, that's fair enough. They'll never get permission from the council if they live in a council house. But Eamon saying that all these people that are unemployed that are doing it and have Irish flags waving, according to the Live Register, we're nearly a full employment, lads. So I don't know where all these unemployed people he's talking about are coming from.
But you know,
the numbers of racists are appallingly low. They're just very loud. The classic empty vessels making the most noise
Eamon, you're completely wrong. I tell you what, you've got your head buried in the sand. Pardon?
What was the results for the racists in the last election? We had two elections in the last 12 months. How did you do? We voted in a pro-immigration government. Therefore, the majority do not agree with you.
I think you'll find there's a silent majority out there. And what happens in this country is there's a lot of this shite acting going on where, oh, this is a Fianna Fáil house. This is a Fianna Gael house. Your father and his father and his father and his father and my father and his mother and his whatever voted for Fianna Gael. Now, that just shows how naive you are and what sort of blinkers you have on that you're on about. People say independent candidates calling them racist. So you look at Dublin City Council there, you're on about people who you perceive to be racist. Councillor Gavin Pepper. Malachy Stenson in. Somebody from the Irish National Party got in as well. So you're on about these so-called racists.
Hang on, Martin. It's nice that you mentioned the ones that got in. How many votes did the dog kicker get? How many did he get again?
The dog kicker.
No, but how many did he get?
Shagall, yeah.
Shagall, yeah.
In my constituency, which, as I said, has a massive amount of bypass centres, our local Irish National Party guy celebrated increasing his vote when he went to the national election and got a reduction in his percentage, but that's beside the point. He got a total of 304 votes in a four-seater constituency. Right. 304 votes. That is how pathetic the National Party is.
But you see, anybody that doesn't agree with illegal immigration, Eamon, isn't racist. This is what I keep saying to you. You keep banging on at me.
Can you define illegal immigration for me, please? Let's see if you actually know what illegal immigration is.
Okay, illegal immigration is people coming here without any documentation, people coming here without correct visas.
Wrong.
What?
People coming in without documentation, applying for asylum, are immediately, by definition, legal.
No, they're not. You're talking now. You're absolutely talking shite. They're even more shite than you were talking already. Now, it's illegal to enter any country without documentation.
Right. No, it's not. Once you claim asylum...
It is, you fucking dick. Of course it is, you clown. Go back and watch RTE. Go back and watch the 6-1 news. You absolute fucking knobhead. No, I tell you what, you're on about,
I appreciate you don't understand this because I'm using complicated concepts for you. To be an illegal immigrant in this country, you need to have overstayed your legitimate working visa. You need to have come in and not claimed asylum illegally from outside of the EEA or Ukraine.
Okay, so if you come back, if you go on holidays to, I don't know, not an EU country, America. Let's say you're on holiday to America. And you, hold on a second.
If I get off a plane in America and I say I want to claim asylum, I am immediately put in their asylum system, regardless of whether or not I have documents.
You didn't even let me finish my question.
International law.
You didn't even let me finish my question. You didn't even let me finish my question. You absolute clown. You didn't even let me finish my question.
No, but I did answer it.
Well, go on, finish your question. Finish your question.
That's not what I was going to say.
Go on.
And you lost your passport on board, or somebody stole it, what would happen to you? Would you be let stay? Would they put you up in a hotel and give you 3 meals a day and give you a few bob?
Absolutely, 100%. No, unequivocally, they would.
No, they fucking wouldn't. All right, here's another one for you. Interrupting again.
A passport makes international travel easier. It is not actually a requirement.
Okay, lads, we're getting
you won't get on a plane without a passport.
Okay, we're getting totally off the point here. We're getting totally off the point. We're talking about chimney stacks painted green, white, and orange. And as far as you're concerned, Martin, you see no problem with it at all.
Not a problem with it at all. It's not heads like this going.
Let me speak for a second. Hang in there, Eamon. Is it not a case of NIMBYism, though? Because you're on here saying wouldn't have a problem with it, but there's none of it in your estate. Now, if there was,
loads of flags flying in my estate, lads, and there's loads of people from different cultures living in our estate.
Okay, but flags...
And they all get along.
Flags is different to... And by the way, I have a problem with all flags. Absolutely all flags. A couple of years ago when Clare were playing in the hurling final, the neighbours had Clare flags hanging out the windows. Get them down. It's not the time or place. Like you
Why?
Ah, ridiculous.
Why? If it's not an All-Ireland final, when is the time?
That's ridiculous. I just don't like flags. I don't like flags.
I've been asked, Eamon, to play this message for you from Sean. Just have a listen to this, please.
Lads, I wonder if that plonker Eamon feel the same about Palestine flags being put outside people's houses. Could you just ask him that?
Well, Eamon, do you want to respond to that? Because you do see quite an amount of Palestinian flags at people's windows or whatever.
Happy to answer that. As long as it is, as with the Irish flag, as long as it is on privately owned land, not publicly owned, I have no issue. I have not seen Palestinian flags flying at half mast on any lampposts around where I live. Now, it may be different in places with more lampposts. I acknowledge that. But where I live, I have not seen them flying from street lamps, etc. I have seen things pretending to be the tricolour.
All right, stay with me for 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626. Brian has been on to us.
Hi, guys. Just listening to Jessica there. If you're in a rented house, you do not have the right to put, you know, you don't have the right, you don't have the right to paint your chimney stack in the tricolour. In fact, if it's not your property, you know, you can't just go putting, if you want, maybe you can put a flag up, but you don't have the right to paint the tricolour on a chimney stack. You know, a flag can be removed. Painting a chimney stack is a different story. Anyway, Brian Hill.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Quaylen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Quaylen?
Oh, I'm good, lads.
Now, Quaylen, what do you want to say on this?
I have a question for Eamon. It was in the voice note there a second ago. I couldn't hear his answer because I was taking his call, but does he agree with the Palestine flags being flown and the LGBT flags being flown?
LGBT flags, absolutely no problem. They are not a symbol of hate. I would consider myself an ally of the LGBT movement. However, if somebody decided to paint it on a council house, then I would have an issue because that is defacing public property.
LGBT flags paint buildings with LGBT flags. The councils do it.
Yes, they own the building. So what's the issue?
You're not an ally to anything if you're going to be talking like that.
They own the building.
You're okay with LGBT flags. They're always flown with Palestinian flags, Eamon. Now, in most of the recent days, in Waterford recently, there was a popular front of the liberation of Palestine flag flown. Now, as far as I'm known, people are saying, oh, that's grand. That's a known terrorist organisation. They blew up airplanes. Literally blew up airplanes. But you want to give out about toy colours, but you can have a terrorist organisation from fucking 4,000 miles away hanging on a pole.
I come from a Republican background, my friend. Over the years,
exactly.
The Irish tricolour was
misused. So that means you're a sellout.
Hold on. The Irish flag was misused to represent them as well. I have equal issue with that. And for the record, I am not a terrorist. I've never been a member of a proscribed organisation or any political organisation.
Damon, you're definitely part of Antifa.
I have
poor policy
political organisation. Well, I'm not. But when being anti-fascist is a bad thing, I don't know.
Being anti-fascist is a bad thing when you have grown men who are in the 1916 societies of Ireland running around with batons on the streets of Dublin last weekend. Is that not terrorism?
You're referring to the incident with little Hitler and his mob of balaclavaed men.
Oh, no, I'm on about the likes of Paulo Scannell, who's the president of the 1916 society, coming out and hitting teenagers with batons. But you'd know all about that with your Republican background, wouldn't you, Eamon?
I haven't heard of it.
Quaylen, let me come back to the point of this conversation, which is Irish flags on lampposts, or as Eamon said, pieces of cloth purporting to be Irish flags, flying from lampposts all over the city, are slowly but surely being removed, and now people are opting to paint their chimney stacks green, white and orange instead, where nobody can actually remove it. What do you think of that?
I think it's a fantastic idea. I was part of the group that painted the rock down here in Waterford that kicked off this flag, so I don't know where he's getting it from England from.
And if the rock was painted in Waterford,
people started putting up the tricolour.
And Quaylon, if you are supportive of what you are and you think it's a great idea, I did say this at the start of the podcast, will you go down to Woody's as soon as you get off the phone to us, buy the three different colours of paint? You could even buy testers. You don't even
need
to buy the full
tin. I don't need to paint me a house, Jeremy. I have a flagpole out the front of it.
And that fair play to you, is your property, you can do what you want. But if you think the chimney stacks is such a great idea, you quoted that, why don't you do your own chimney stack?
Because I have a flag. If you want to paint whatever, put a flag up. It's easier to get a flag up.
Let me ask you, Quaylen, how long are you flying a flag outside your house?
The last six months.
Now, yeah. Eamon, you...
Quaylen.
Yeah, go on. I'll let you say what you want to
Quaylen,
say.
You do know that the graffiti you made on the rock in Waterford to cover up previous graffiti is actually in the incorrect ratios. I actually measured it.
If
you're going to be a patriot, would you at least get the colour, get it right? Also, the orange isn't quite the right shade.
Did you get the proportions of it and the size of it when it was a Palestinian rag up there, Eamon? Did you do that?
I don't actually care about the Palestinian flag. You're missing the point. The Palestinian flag has nothing to do with me. I couldn't care less if people fly it or not, if people want to fly it. Great, they're not flying it as an anti-racist, to be racist.
So let me add, one of the things you said earlier on, Eamon,
we're against racism, we don't support anti-Semitism, yet they're all screaming for from the river to the sea. Is that not asking for the death of Jews?
No, it's not. If you actually read up on it, it's asking for them to be removed from the State of Israel because the State of Israel was not founded correctly. But that's a whole different debate for a different day.
Eamon, earlier on you said that if you're somebody who has flown a flag, an Irish flag outside your house for years, fair enough, you've been doing it with good intent, but you also said...
And that's Quaylen, by the way, isn't it?
No. Quaylen only... This is where I'm going with this.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah, no, Quaylen said he only put up the Irish flag outside his house in the last 6 months.
Well, why did you do that, Quaylen? What was the reason for the last... What happened in the last 6 months that spurned you on?
That spurned me on. It's the fact that you can have 100,000 people with Irish tricolours walking the streets of Dublin and the government don't give a fuck about none of us. That's what's bothered me.
Well, 100, I appreciate big numbers are difficult for some people, and Caelan appears to be one of them. 100,000 people is less than 2% of our population. It's an irrelevancy. It's a rounding error. You people don't understand numbers.
What do you mean?
All you have to do is look at the number that were up at that margin.
100,000 is a small number.
There was no lefty crowd. So you were held outside the GPO holding hands with the guards.
Can I just say, because I'm listening to the two of you debating, and it's great to hear two people with polar opposite opinions about it. But I want to say one thing, because I've just noticed it in the last 5 minutes, is it's refreshing and it's actually nice to hear two people who disagree fundamentally with each other's points, but having a respectable debate. Neither of you name called each other. You're angry with each other, but you were able to have. We need more of that, don't we?
No, I agree. I think
I did name call him a few times. He just didn't top it.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but I take your point.
I'd be afraid to name call back in case he got one of his Antifa friends to do a job on me.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't have opened your mouth. I spoke too soon, lads.
All right, lads. Thanks very much indeed for your calls. This is a debate that hasn't been had on mainstream media, had the truth been known.
What is mainstream media, by the way?
RTE or News Talk haven't had this debate. Debate hasn't been had on Liveline, has it? No.
Who does Liveline now?
Well, I haven't a clue.
Yeah.
Let me bring in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is a podcast within a podcast from Mark.
That fella that's on live there is saying that people that put up the tricolour flags within the last, 6 months, a year, are only following the English and our West Brits. No. It was the English that actually copied ourselves. It was a man called Andy Quirk. He was the one that started the tricolour movement in this country, and it was against the government, okay? It was to protest against the corrupt, undemocratic government, right? And the influx of illegal immigrants that they were flooding this country with. So we actually started that. It was actually Tommy Robinson and the English that actually copied the Irish and Andy Quirk's movement, right? If you actually go back and look at when we started the national protests of Ireland with the tricolour flags, right? So your man needs to get his facts right. And who is he to perceive if someone is racist? Is he, like, just because someone had painted their chimney the tricolour, the colours of the Irish flag, or have flags in their windows, or flags in their gardens, or whatever, who the fuck is he to perceive or dictate if someone is racist or fascist or whatever, or right wing? How dare him? How fucking dare he? He's a snotty-nosed leftist liberal asshole, right, that thinks he is bigger than what he is, and he has more of a say, and he's better than the person that lives and is renting in a council, a family. That's the perception I'm getting off him. He looks down his nose at people, and he's better than a family that lives in a rented council house. Do you know, he's an absolute scumbag, that fella. All right, he's the type that will probably sat back laughing his head off, clapping and laughing and celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. That's what you're dealing with in him. I'd get on. You just said, Jeremy, you said to Adrian, oh, you're a master debater, okay? I'm not going to debate with him because he would, he'd beat anyone. Then young Jessica gets on there and tears him a new asshole. So would you stop? Tell him to go back and fucking, I don't know, polish his fucking, I won't even say what I'm going to say.
Thank you, Mark. And finally, Connie.
Ah, lads, Eamon needs to give his head a wobble. His solution to people painting their chimneys in the Irish flag, they should be kicked out. Oh yeah, that's a great idea, considering we're in the middle of a serious housing crisis. Like, giving out about someone painting their chimney colours, I don't get it. It's no big deal.
All right, you think it's no big deal. Others do think it's a big deal, Connie.
I was just saying there a few minutes ago, it was great to hear people being able to disagree with each other and debate without calling names. Then Mark comes on, you fucking womble and fucking dickhead. Fucking Jesus.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.